It is my honor as a proud Mayor Bryan to be part of such an exciting groundbreaking here at the City of Bryan. I would like to first start off by thanking my pastor and priest and good friend, Monsignor John McCaffrey from St. Joseph Catholic Church, for being here today for your prayers and guidance throughout this whole entire process. Father Rodolfo, thank you for coming down from the Woodlands for this special occasion here in Bryan. And I've got one quick story for you, gentlemen. Early on in the process, Jorge showed me a picture about 30-something years ago with he and his wife getting a special blessing from Pope John Paul II. And of course, I thought before I saw this picture that it would be thousands of people and it would be a blessing amongst the masses. And it was actually like a one-on-one special private consultation with the Pope. And so we continued to analyze that photo last night. And Pope John Paul II and Jorge was in really serious conversation. I mean, there was a serious look on his face, a serious look on Pope John Paul's face. It's a true story. And I was asking Jorge, what did the Pope tell you? Y'all were in serious conversation. And we found out last night. He told him in 30-something years, come to Bryan, Texas. Now we know. If the media is here, we will look at giving that to the public to take a look at, because it is a beautiful picture, and congratulations on many years of marriage there. As you've heard today, this project represents a $150 million investment, creating hundreds of jobs for the citizens of Bryan and the surrounding areas. We are honored to have Access Pipe and Tube in our community, and as a proud Mayor of Bryan, I officially welcome you, your family, and business partners as new members of our Bryan family and of the Bryan business community. A project of this scope requires enormous efforts, and we went from being one of 25 locations across the southern U.S. to the location. This does not happen overnight, and there are many wonderful people that have played a major role in today's groundbreaking reality and success. I would first like to thank Judge Dwayne Peters and the Brazos County Commissioners Court that are here today, the Economic Development Foundation Board of Directors, many of you are here today, for your continuous engagement on this project, the Research Valley Partnership, the Board of Directors that are here from the RVP, Todd McDaniels, you and your staff, the current and past board chairs, Chris Peterson's here today, Ivan Olson, Jim Lewis in the back, and John Clark, next chair, for your Never Say Die attitude and vision beyond and behind Texas Triangle Park. The wonderful, wonderful Bryan City staff, led by City Manager Keene Register, along with Dennis, Kevin, Frank, Janice, Jonathan, Huey, Joey, Jason, and Mary Lynn, and the Brazos County staff, Bill, Kendra, and Irene, for all the staff's incredible hard work on a very complicated project. The Twin City Endowment Foundation, represented today by Mike Holmgreen. Thank you, sir. Our utility partners, BTU, Gary Miller, saw you in the back there, your board of directors and their members. Also, let me mention Tommy Wallace and the BISD School Board. Thank you for your participation and help in this project. Also, like to thank the Bryan Business Council Board of Directors, Atmos Energy, the strong support of Union Pacific Railroad, and a special thank you to Clayton Williams Energy Company, Tom Wilkinson and Brazos Valley Council of Governments, Pedro Garza and the Economic Development Administration, Todd Staples and the Texas Department of Agriculture, along with our state and federal leaders, Governor Rick Perry, Senator Charles Shortner, State Representative Kyle Cassell, State Representative John Rainey, and Congressman Flores. And I told you, gentlemen, I would do this here today, but I have to especially thank, we have Vice President Joe Biden there in the back. Steve, you got to stand up here. We first met Steve last night. I thought we had the Vice President in the room. But just kidding. Steve, I thank you, Byron, Pat, and all of the partners and members of the Tubular Synergy Group for your involvement here with Access Pipe and Tube. Thank you, gentlemen. I would especially like to thank my colleagues on the Bryan City Council, Ann Horton, Richard Cortez, Paul Madison, Greg Owens, Chuck Condola, and Art Hughes. I want to thank you for your continued support, your spirit of cooperation, your teamwork, vision, and leadership in moving the City of Bryan forward for all of the good of the business and citizens. Thank you, team, for all that you do for the City of Bryan. for the financial institutions here today in making this deal happen, but especially Frost Bank, Commerce Bank, and BBCA Mexico. Thank you for your investment in our community. Finally, I would like to thank ProLamsa and Axis Pipe and Tube, Jose, Jorge, Paco, Steve, Greg, and your team for having the vision and belief in the City of Bryan and the Texas Triangle Park. And to the most special guests here today, Ms. Irma, thank you for your long-standing leadership in this company, for your loving, continuous family support. You and your family are joining the City of Bryan family today as one, in faith and love for the greater good of your business and the greater good of the Bryan community. You and the Garza family have truly blessed the City of Bryan by your presence here today and by your commitment to our community. Thank you. Jose, Jorge, and Paco, I'm proud to call each of you my dear friends, and I enjoyed the past many months getting to know each of you in good times and in Paco in many long, tedious negotiations, but mostly in sharing our values of faith and family. I promise you will not regret your decision to locate here in Bryan, Texas, and we look forward, as the Bryan family would say, to éxito enorme, great success. Gracias a Dios, le bendigo. Thank you, and God bless you.